You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We got to do some housekeeping here. I need some polls here. Give me the entire month of polls here to close out the post-game show. Go back to June 1st and get us started.
I think actually we could have gone even further back. But I've decided, I don't know how much we can knock out 3 weeks worth of polls here, but we'll start first here. Is that as likable as Urban Meyer has ever been?
What were we talking about?
Wrestling.
That was in the midst of him in an AEW pay-per-view. 77.5% of the audience said yes. Would an invisible Chris Cody kill a giraffe with an X-Acto knife? Chris, what would it sound like inside the giraffe again? 55.3% of the audience said no. That was a tight one.
Wow.
That was tight.
Wow.
That was tight.
I don't believe
no.
you. I mean,
the invisible
there.
I thought was going to help you out.
I've been inside.
It got him 45.
I know.
I've been inside a lot of animals recently.
Yeah.
Would you rather watch Damian Lillard lose than Nikola Jokic win?
Phrase it.
63% of the audience said no. Or said yes, excuse me.
Of course.
Is goo goo? That's the question. Is goo goo? 89.6% of the audience said yes.
How about that?
I think this is from Freedom.
Yeah, that you're right, because the next question is, should Dan's Tears be sponsored?
Oh.
Yes.
95% of the audience said yes.
Told you.
Is Greg Cody a blank canvas? 71.7% of the audience said yes. Does it take a while to build that bladder integrity? 95.5% of the audience said yes.
That's Scott Hansen of the NFL Network saying that he, yes, he can sit there for 7 hours because he has bladder integrity.
It probably would have taken him years to build that. Does burning hair smell bad? That's a fairly straightforward one.
Of course.
96.2% of the audience said yes. Would you love to hear Greg Cody interview Wu-Tang?
It's one of the great regrets I have about that Freedom Marathon that Method Man didn't call while your dad was on the air.
He called during the Cinephobe Hour. 89% of the audience said yes. Has the alarm ever woken you in a way that your back hurt?
That happened to Cody.
Yeah.
53% of the audience said no. Ooh. Were you fine with the last hour? Parenthetically, stupidity.
It's big for me. Hold on.
It's a controversial one. 51.3% of the audience said yes.
That's a W.
That's
what?
W. Wow. Big win.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Killed it.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Is life all about leaving the stadium early and avoiding traffic? 68.5% of the audience said yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever used the word chicanery? 64.4% of the audience said no. Has Winnie ever killed anyone? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And 72.3% of the audience said yes. I mean, it's an absurd question.
You have been leaning into all your weirdnesses. Your father asked you this weekend, mortified, what do you mean you have never eaten a Snickers?
Yeah, so I revealed in the most recent mystery crate that I've never eaten a Snickers. And my dad comes up to me and goes, you know that as a bit, right? You know, you've actually had a Snickers before. Like, no, I've never had a Snickers. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? What did I raise? And this is on Father's Day. It was a lovely moment of bonding, really. Is there anything better than a missed field goal?
Wait, what?
51.8% of the audience said no, I guess. There are things better than a missed field goal. Is Stu Gatz the only person in America that would rather hang out with Greeny than Cristiano Ronaldo? 80% of the audience said yes. This is all one word. Do you miss Steelers Ravens? That's football. 6-3 field goals, 3 missed field goals. Wow. Frozen tundra.
I think that we should start doing this once a month. Just clean up where we update all the polls and go back through the whole last month.
Once again, that question was, do you miss Steelers Ravens? That is football. 6 field goals, 3 missed field goals. We're out frozen tundra. 55.3% of the audience said yes.
Oh, another W. Nice.
Stu Gatz, this has been a real winner of a day for Stu Gatz. It's been a victory lap. Just so many people failed in sports. Chris Paul got sick. Just...
when everyone else loses, I win.
Suck it, witty. 91.7% of the audience said yes.
Damn right.
You've earned that, man.
Are there millions of things worse than a judgmental look? 51.9% of the audience said no. I think that's a victory for Chris. Yep. What makes Roy most happy?
Mistake.
Doritos, his second baby, money, or hockey?
It's got to be Doritos.
Doritos going away at 43.7%. Oh, okay. Is there anything wrong with rooting for 7 different teams within the same sport? 73.9% of the audience said yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever used deleterious in a sentence?
That was me, right?
87.1% of the audience said no. Is there anything better than receiving a message from a well-connected person? Sixty-three 63.5% of the audience said no. Are we still doing messages in a bottle? We attempted to do. We still have our message in a bottle.
Right there. We failed at doing the message in a bottle.
68.8% of the audience said no. Can you be confidently afraid? 76.7% of the audience said yes. Who is the best James Bond ever? This is a big one for Billy. Your choices were Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery, or Roger Moore. Sean Connery at 48% of the vote.
Indisputable.
Best James Bond ever. Of course.
Was Craig ahead of Roger Moore?
Yes. No, Daniel Craig finished second. Roger Moore, bottom, 7.8%.
I mean, 48% means 52% of the people disputed it. So
there's 4 choices, though. So, I mean, Daniel Craig only won 29.5%.
Wait a minute. Why are you so angry about this, defending the honor of Daniel Craig as 007?
Oh, because these people don't know what they're talking about. Okay, they're like a young Billy from 2 weeks ago who hadn't seen Daniel Craig Bond.
You just saw him emerge from the water, right? Or was it doing the parkour at the start of the one movie?
I mean, it was everything, Dan. It was everything. Getting shot, coming back to life.
Leaping off that construction crane. Damn it. When you have kids, is the bathroom a safe haven?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You fool!
You're going to beat yourself up the rest of the day.
He's going to sleep more poorly than Ben Simmons.
When you have kids, is the bathroom a safe haven?
Play it off. Just play it off, Derek.
76.9% of the audience said yes.
Oh, just cleaning up W's.
Look at him. He's got his arms behind his head.
Victory pose over here.
He has a full erection.
Wow.
He saw it.
Do you feel good if someone tells you they kind of know CPR? 77.7% of the audience said no. What is Floyd better at, boxing or stealing your money? 95.6% of the audience said stealing your money. What's more unpleasant, being swallowed by a whale or explosive diarrhea?
Oh.
63.6% of the audience said explosive diarrhea. Can you punch your way out of a whale? 62.4% of the audience said no. Was Jim Lampley wearing a suit to school as an 8-year-old? 95% of the audience said yes. J-Lo and Ben, more parenting and less necking?
A lot of polls, huh?
82.6% of the audience said yes.
That's a ridiculous poll
question. Yeah, it is. It is.
What, that's the one, Jessica.
Right, so
Jessica,
there.
That's where you draw the line.
All of them, but like, what is that?
Wait, no, explain to me why that's the one. Why is that one any more ridiculous than the 30 that preceded it?
I think it's necking. I think necking is why.
I love the word necking.
I don't like that.
We'll start using it now.
Fucking Greg Cody ass poll.
I think it was Billy who brought up necking, by the way.
No, it was Cody.
Was it?
It was definitely Cody. It was Billy in spirit.
Billy supported it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it cost money to die nowadays, I tell ya? That's for Riley's funeral.
Oh, God.
97.3% of the audience said, yes, it does cost money to die nowadays, I tell ya.
The dog, Riley. We did not kill Pat
yes.
Riley.
Yes. Yes.
We got him fined, but
yeah.
Is it more rude to yawn or fart? 75.9% of the audience said fart. Key lime pie Kit Kat, yes or no?
Oh, no.
70.9% of the audience said no, Billy.
Billy, what happened?
What?
Kit Kat, yeah. Kit Kat tweeted you? Did you get sent a bunch of Kit Kat stuff? What happened?
I wish. I'm not a Kit Kat influencer yet, Dan, but I'm on my way. Apparently, there's a different Kit Kat account and a Kit Kat US account, so we're going to get to the bottom of this. They were sold out of key lime Kit Kats at my local Walgreens. Now, fortunately, there's 8,000 other Walgreens right around me, so I can just go to another one and get one. But at the one I was at, they were sold out. Also sold out of just plain bags, so I had to give away Father's Day gifts and a quinceañera bag and a baby girl bag, but that's besides the point.
Would Sam Hinkie still be employed if he never met Pablo Torre? 74.1% of the audience said yes.
Billy, why were you making fun of Pablo before the show? What was it? What happened with him and Sudeikis?
Did you see Sudeikis, what he was wearing? I mean, I'm not judging Pablo for hanging out with Jason Sudeikis. I'm sure it's a fun time. But Jason Sudeikis was wearing a red Kangol hat. Like a floppy hat? What is it called? I don't even remember.
It's a Kangol, just a Kangol.
No, like a bucket hat Kangol, though. Like a red bucket hat Kangol. Seemed like a strange thing. Also, how did they become best friends? How have we never heard about this? Why did he never get them on the show? What's going on?
You did hear about it. I don't know if they're best friends, but Pablo made sure you heard about it. Pablo likes to make sure that you hear about such things.
Yeah,
lots of celebs.
Him and Wyatt Cenac. So he loves being around Wyatt Cenac.
On Donald Glover for a while.
You sound jealous.
He is.
I don't know. I mean, celebrities are probably boring in real life, right? Just like the rest of us.
Childish Gambino. What?
Should Kevin Durant have stormed into the Nets front office and vetoed the James Harden trade?
KD.
57.5% of the audience said yes. Is Shaquille O'Neal's solution to everything, I'll punch it in the face? 95.8% of the audience said yes. We're finally at today.
I love that question, by the way.
I want to go do May now. I want to, because we haven't cleaned up the ones in May. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Do you have a rule to not feel bad for anyone who has dated Kendall Jenner?
It's a life principle.
83.7% of the audience said yes. Of course. Has anyone ever been scared of Danilo Gallinari defensively?
Or in general.
Just Gallinari, right?
Has anyone ever been scared of Danilo Gallinari defensively? 91.6% of the audience said no. Who is the greatest redhead of all time? This is a big one.
Oh, wow.
It's a big one. No. Your choices were Galileo, Chuck Norris, and Roy Halladay. I, of course, have to vote for Galileo, but he is significantly bringing up the rear as Chuck Norris ran away with the poll at 58.8% of the vote. Is the worst tool missing from the toolbox I don't want to shoot from a basketball player? 96.4% of the audience said yes.
W, Chris, man. Cody, and so many W's for Stugatz Day. It might be his most victorious day ever, but that's what I walked into. That was my good morning today. Chris was saying, you know what? Ben Simmons is a four-tool player, and he's really, really missing the most important tool. That was good morning.
What was consumed by man first? Milk or cereal? Oh. 80.6% of the audience said milk.
Well, they're wrong.
That's right. Yeah. Jessica recruited her sister and her sister's historic expertise to explain to us something that none of us believe.
Are you sure that Quinn Snyder has lips?
That's a great question.
It's such a good question.
94.4% of the audience said no.
Him and Wayne Gretzky.
Will Suns versus Hawks make Adam Silver quit? Zero. 77.7% of the audience said yes.
Quinn Snyder has to say thank you there, doesn't he?
Yes. Are flies back? 86.5% of the audience said yes. And our last one, Dan, once you've seen Rocky, there's really no point in seeing anything else, yes or no? 53.9% of the audience said yes.
We did it, everybody.
And those are the polls.
Stugatz ends with a victory.